No, I'd say she's a little crazy or a little goofy or a little off.
Did you ever hear that word used,
though? No, I never did hear that word used here.
Okay. And, did you ever hear that word at all? Or how's that word used now?
Well, it's kind of used on the slight.
How?
Well, which word, queer?
Uh-huh.
Well, that means somebody that's queer, I reckon, when they talk like that.
I mean, you mean like that the person's just a little crazy, or
yeah,
odd, or is there any other means to that word?
Oh, yeah.
How do you hear that word used?
I don't hardly ever hear it used.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say it means?
Well, you know what that word means.
Well, what I'm getting is there's a sort of an old-fashioned.
Yeah.
What the word meant 50 years ago. Do people, meaning just someone's little odd or little, maybe.
Yeah, I've heard that used where a fella was a little off and odd.
Or there's a more recent sexual,
yeah,
meaning of it. Is that,
yeah,
how you think of it?
Yeah.
So you've never heard it used just to mean that someone was a little sexual?
Yeah, I've heard it used that way too.
You've heard it both ways?
Yeah, I've heard it both ways.
I see. And somebody who makes up his own mind and then nobody can make him change it, is, you tell him, don't be so.
Well, a fellow that makes up his own mind, and you can prove to him where he's wrong, and he still won't change his mind,
mm-hmm,
he's a darn fool.
Okay.
Now, that's what he is.
Or, say someone who's real sure of his own ways and always wants to do things his way and won't listen to anyone else.
Well, he's a darn fool, too, sometimes. But you take a fellow that you can show him he's wrong, and yet he won't change his mind. He's a darn fool.
Mm-hmm. What, would you ever use the word stubborn or soft or bullheaded?
Well, I've used them words, but when you come down to the truth of it, if he's wrong and he'll listen to you, and you can show him where he was wrong, and he won't change his mind. And two or three more fellas goes to him and proves without a shadow of doubt to him that he's wrong, and he yet won't change his mind. He's nothing but a darn fool.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about those other words,
What was it?
Stubborn or set?
Oh, yeah, you could say, well, he's stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't stubborn. He just wants to be that way. Wants to be that
uh-huh
way.
And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say that he's...
Well, you'd say he was crazy sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just say he's crazy. And you'd get where you didn't have no use for him and you wouldn't joke with him because he'd be crazy.
And say somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
mad about it.
Okay. And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
very tired.
Any other words you might use?
I'd say very tired or just whipped out or something.
Okay. And if you were just very tired, you might say, I'm just completely...
give out.
Or completely...
exhausted.
Or wore out. And